Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Education Talk Radio. I am Larry Jacobs. Excuse me. Yeah, your little crawny old throat there. I'm Larry Jacobs, your host, as always, and we always thank you for listening to our shows. We've had great shows this week. Today, by the way, is August 26th, and we're expecting, as I mentioned yesterday, Hurricane Irene to hit over the weekend, perhaps on Sunday here in the Boston area. And I'm telling folks that I'm going to put a sign up on our website, which is education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org. Well, this show will be archived along with all our other shows. But I may not be able to update stuff on Monday. We may lose electricity. I hope not, I wish everybody well along the East Coast as it crawls on up to us, deciding to slam into us at some point on Sunday here in Boston, we think. But it's a better day today, Friday, August 26th, and we do invite you, and thank you for listening. If you have to leave halfway through or want to pass the show along to others, go over to education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org, and you'll find all of our archive programs there, our full schedule of programs through October, and also a lot of up-to-the-minute education news on products and services that are out there. And we are really looking forward to you doing that. A lot of people are doing it more and more every day, and we thank you all for that. We have a terrific show today for you today, a gentleman who I got in touch with. I'm going to ask him how. I can't remember how exactly we found each other. But Alan Cullen is the businessman and entrepreneur who coordinated the development and organization of the People of America Foundation that runs the Americans All program. And Americans All is a program for educators in history and civics. And I'm going to let Alan come on and describe that to us. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am, Larry. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I know that you are in Austin today, but you live up near Washington, D.C. By the way, mazel tov on your grandchild's bar mitzvah this weekend.
Thank you. It's going to be. It's been a kind of a hectic time already, and so I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, what fun, and we're thrilled that you are on, and are you planning to fly back to Washington this weekend or after the storm?
Well, we're scheduled to go back on Monday. So the
you should make it. That
I think
be
we
a
should
problem.
Be okay at that point. I'm just hoping my house is still there in good sheets. And
I'm sure it will still be there, and it'll be fine. But I'll tell you, I lived in Florida for a few years, and hurricanes are just no fun, you know. So Alan
Cullen,
welcome to
education.
Well, we just
finished our own earthquake.
That's right. It's right. It's like the deliverer, Moses, is here setting plagues upon us, you know, the first earthquakes and then hurricanes in the same week. Absolutely ridiculous for the East Coast, I got to tell you. Alan, you are the president, you're the leader of the group Americans All, and I was trying to remember just how we got in touch with each other. Do you remember who contacted who? Because I love what you were telling me about everything.
Embarrassingly so. It was kind of a fortuitous error. You had called me because you were looking for a phone number for one of the education groups that are on our advisory board. And because you had Googled them, and it showed up with me. And then we started talking about what I was doing. And fortunately, you got interested. So you said, wow, I have an opening. So maybe things are going to start falling in the right way for a while.
And they have fallen into place. I loved setting up the show with you and all that. And being an old history teacher myself, I love what you folks are doing at Americans All, which, by the way, let me just give everybody, it's AmericansAll.com if you want to go check it out. If you're an educator or a parent or anyone involved with education for history and civics education, it's really important. So Alan runs it. He started it, et cetera. Alan, tell us, Alan Cullen, tell us exactly what is Americans All.
Well, Americans All is designed to put high-quality state and grade-level specific instructional resources and teacher staff development on those and all kind of other resources into the hands of every K-12 history and civics teacher in the nation. And the reason that we believe history and civics is so critical is it because it's what it's going to take to make kids responsible citizens, productive workers, and educated consumers. I mean, those are the three main pillars of why kids need to have the education to basically live the American dream and live the real democratic dream. Without it, we're going to come up short.
Exactly. And, keeping the American dream working requires people who understand who and why they are who they are voting for and why they are voting for them. They're inundated with the media, constantly with the media and with short bursts of sound bites, etc. And that's not the best way for a democracy to work. Democracy works is that when you find out all the right information, and I cannot say how important it is for kids to get involved in for schools to do more in civics education, etc. It's absolutely imperative for that to happen, because I think our voting rate, something like 30% of eligible voters vote these days. Do you know that number?
Well, I tell you what, it's less than American Idol. And so if they can accumulate 50 million votes a week and we have trouble getting half the nation to vote, we're spending a great deal of important effort to try to get the world to be democratic. I think we need to focus a little bit at home, because our demographics have changed radically, which is, it's just a what is. And a lot of the new citizens really who were born in this country without a background in democracy don't really understand what it is. They take it for granted. And it's one of those things that can slip out and disappear on you. And the emphasis today, of course, has been math and science. And that is an important emphasis, because we are a highly technology-oriented country.
That's right.
But the major problems that we're running into, the mortgage crisis, the debt crisis, the Social Security, unemployment, those aren't math and science topics. Those are the social sciences. And the government's effort to get testing in and accountability in makes a lot of sense. And unfortunately, social studies is harder to test. So they pick the topics, especially after the Sputnik era when everybody got panicked about space travel. They pick the topics that are easy to test. 2 + 2 = 4, whether you're in Florida or California or Maine. It doesn't work that way. You know, we still hold a states' rights nation concept. If you're an attorney or a doctor or an accountant, you still have to be state certified as well as national certified. So there's got to be a balance between the states and between the federal government, and we think we have found a mechanism to do just that.
Well, you know, I just on that point of states' rights, state licensing. Yesterday, I had on my show a woman who's a wonderful guest of ours, Susan Patrick, who is the chief executive officer of an association called INACOL, which is the International Association for K-12 Online Learning, and we were talking about the impact of, you know, if a school in state A doesn't have the facilities or the right teacher, they can tap into via the online efforts state B, wherever that may be, where they have exactly the right teacher for that student. In other words, you're not actually limited to the building that you're in. And I talked about that earlier in the week with Tom Whitby, who was a social media expert in education. And what Susan was telling me yesterday, just to outline what you said about licensing, one of the problems that they're facing with digital or online learning is that if you're in Florida, let's just use Florida as an example, if you're in Florida and the teacher they want to tap into is in Washington, there's not a reciprocity of the license for the teacher in Washington, hence is that course going to count for the student who was using that teacher in Florida. It's a whole mess of state licensing, and some of the online teachers have to have 23 or 24 different licenses because there's not that much reciprocity on it. It's just ridiculous these days.
Well, the kicker for us is the term resources. And the important part is that we really want to do something which I call level the playing field. We want to make sure that every student has equal access to every piece of verifiable information without being hampered because of a political structure in the state or a lot of state regulations that insist that only one piece of the topic gets covered. So the foundation does have a bias, and our bias is multiple perspectives.
I think that's great, and we like to think that the age of the Scopes trial is behind us, but some days I'm not so sure. You're doing good work out there, Alan.
Well, thank you. It's a challenge because we've got to get people used to a different way of thinking, and I think as much as we've identified a need for this, and as much as we know that our demographics are changing, that the kids are more technology-oriented, that there's so many different learning styles in the schools today, that the teacher corps is being put under enormous pressure because they don't have the resources and they don't have a way of getting them. The trick has always been to figure out just how we can pragmatically get it funded and what it would take to put the network together. And I think the key for us is that we are absolutely going to acknowledge the fact that we have become a special interest nation. There's no point in arguing it or how we got to it. Let's assume, for example, that that is exactly where we are. So the kicker is, how do we allow special interest groups to operate together into a massive win-win situation as opposed to a zero-sum game? And that's where we I think, separate ourselves from everybody else.
Let me ask you, since you're saying,
sure.
By the way, let me reintroduce you. Alan Cullen is the president. Was it president or executive director? What do you call yourself over there?
I call myself Alan, but I think the title says president right now.
Okay, good. Alan, I just couldn't find this. I just couldn't put my hand on the sheet. I just found it right now. Okay. Alan Cullen is the president of Americans All at AmericansAll.com, which is dedicated as a group that has dedicated itself to better coordination, better materials, et cetera, in history and civics education for the benefit of us all, AmericansAll.com. Alan, I want to ask you, okay, you kept saying we a minute ago. We do this, we do that, we do that. Who else is involved with you in Americans All?
We have 10 strategic partners, the major education organizations. We have representatives in each of the states through the Council of State Special.
You're allowed to name some of those if you want, just so everybody knows.
Elementary, middle, elementary, middle, secondary school principals, the technology organization. My mind is just flaking off. It might be on that stuff
right.
that I sent you. But it's basically a who's who of people that care about education. And we're really building this program for them. I mean, we're able to do it because we are outside of the political constraints and doing something that means that our group is really the 54 million kids in this country. That's who we're focused on. And like
right.
I said,
and what, by the way, one of
the
groups I know you
been,
accidentally left out. I, as the National Council of Teachers of Social Studies, National Council of
right.
Social Studies. I wanted to ask that question so people know that you have really strong, viable support from within the education world, and that all
we
of
do.
Those associations that are helping you are so very involved in what you're doing to make this these courses and resources available to everybody in history and physics, and they are so important, and you know they are especially important in K through middle school. Everybody likes to put the emphasis on history in high school, nine through 12. But you got to build that base very carefully, and you guys are a K through 12 resource for history and civics. So let me ask you this question, Alan. What makes your Americans All classroom resources, which people can learn more about, and you're welcome to talk about them, what makes them so special? And again, people can learn about them at AmericansAll.com. But what makes your resources so special, good, different, whatever?
The key is that they're delivered from multiple perspectives. They are designed to engage kids in an ethnically and culturally diverse way. We deal with electronic format and also print format, and we provide teachers with what they need in terms of lesson plans, test questions, and more importantly, we are grade specific and we're verifiable. In other words, a lot of stuff that's up there on the web, you just don't know who put it up, and you don't know what their perspective is. So kids see something in writing. And in today's world, I saw it in the paper. It must be true, So we got a lot of urban legend stuff floating around.
Yes, we
Everything
do.
Everything that will be on our websites will be verified by at least one state board of education. So that's about as close as we can come to saying that what is up there is valuable. Now the trick has been, how do you get this program off the ground? How do you get it to work? And the wonderful thing about the classroom, it has always been a win-win environment. You've got a person up front, a teacher, and he or she's job is simply to impart knowledge, and you've got
right.
a bunch of students sitting behind their desk, and with all due respect, they are nothing but sponges. They want to learn. And the more they press their need to learn, the more it satisfies the teacher's desire to teach and vice versa. So it becomes
right.
a major win-win. So they are two special interest groups from opposite sides of the coin. And so we said, well, heck, who else would be in that structure? And how do we get it funded? Who else can we bring into the game? Well, you've got small businesses and professional service providers that want to be recognized and draw foot traffic. You've got people that would love to be part of a Heritage Honor Roll and tell the stories of their ancestors.
Boy, that's
you know,
true.
It's kind of silly. We go to funerals to hear about it. We might as well hear about them while they're still on the planet. You know, burying the stories with the
point.
Bodies is not a big deal. I hate to be, you know, on a morbid side. But, gee, if they're telling the stories, then that puts more information out there, which makes kids get a little bit more excited because it's about
exactly.
them. And then you got the government saying, well, heck, if these guys can transfer funds from one sector of the economy to the other, that takes some of the pressure off of us. And if they can do that and build this database, when we get around in 3 years to having to test history and civics and later economics and geography, they've done our job for us. So now we have a whole bunch of people in this Americans All pie, and each one of them has a sector. Now we tell them, everybody go out and just push as hard as you can for your special interest, because in this particular game, the harder you push, the bigger the pie gets. Nobody loses. And that's a structure that has not been able to be put forth, because every time we get into some kind of a conflict, like, well, do we raise taxes? Do we cut benefits? Somebody comes on the short end. And if you start compromising in the classroom so that the teacher looks good, if the students aren't getting the picture, they dumb down the test. So now you've got a teacher with a group of kids that are passing, but the kids haven't learned anything. So
that's
we've
right.
got to break
and
this
you're absolutely
of
right. And actually, I've always said, and I've made this comment before, that we shouldn't actually call teachers teachers. We should call them learning facilitators, because it doesn't matter what they teach. What matters is what the kids learn. Okay?
And
the emphasis is on the emphasis is on the wrong side. I've always found that, and I don't mean anything against teachers at all like that. I'm just saying that their real job, okay, is to make sure the kids in front of them learn. Okay.
Well,
all they
really
result.
Have to do is get them excited. I mean,
yeah.
kids want to learn. Otherwise, we wouldn't learn how to roll over. We'd be crawling around. We wouldn't be bumping our heads under tables as infants trying to stand up and trying to walk and then trying to run. We want to do that. Well, if a teacher is really doing his or her job to the fullest extent, and if you ask a really certified, good, you know, well-respected teacher, they will tell you that their job is to excite the kids, give them access to the materials, and basically, it's hard to say, get out of the way. Let them do their thing. And then they will get stumped. They will ask a question. You fill in the answer, and then they'll take off again. And that's where we've gotten blocked with too much regulation. And I do understand that assessment and testing is necessary, but kids
sure.
test differently. And you've got to, and we don't have the money or the time to allow that to happen, so we've got to make as many compromises as we can, but at least the teachers have to have the resources they need so they don't go into their pocket to buy things, they don't go online to try to figure out, gee, can I use this? Is it really accurate? And then if I can use it, where in the heck is it going to fit into the instructional mechanism that I am mandated to teach? And we're hoping to at least take that one variable and make it a constant.
Well, that is excellent. Americans All at AmericansAll.com is working with a lot of the top professional educational associations like NAESB, NASSP, National Council of Social Studies, and many, many more to make history and physics a really energized part for living in a democracy, I might add. Okay, and you can learn more as a parent, as a school board member, as a teacher, an administrator over at AmericansAll.com. And you should go over there and check it out. Alan Cullen is the president. He's our guest today. And, Alan, what made you start this? How old is Americans All? And I'm going to say that because I know that you work. Let me just get my sheet of paper here. I know that you were the executive editor. This is really interesting, folks. He was the executive editor of, hold on one second, the
New American Encyclopedia, and you were the production manager for the International Library of what was then called Negro Life and History. Now it's called the International Library of Afro-American Life and History. You have this great background in history. You were never in education. Now, I know that you had taught some adult education at Catholic University, and on that note, let me again say happy bar mitzvah to your grandson. That was a joke.
I got it. Thank you.
I was hoping you would. Okay. But you're not an educator. You have this immense interest in doing it. What prompted this? How'd you start this? The people would like to know that.
After I left college, I went out to get my MBA, and I was at Carnegie Tech, and I went out to Berkeley to get an MBA, which was a 2-year program, but based on an engineering background, and I had more of a general background. So after the first year, I was ready to take my comprehensives. They said, no, you can't do that, which I later found out meant pay the tuition for next year.
That's right.
And then you can come back and do it. So yeah. I met a group that did travel, and bottom line is I wound up going to Europe and working over there for a couple months and then traveling for a full year. And I saw things over there that were not in my textbooks. And I saw differences that were just, it was incredible. It was both enlightening and depressing. And I'm wondering, well, how did I go through school, college, graduate school, and I had no concept of this part of the world? So when I came back, we were part of a publishing company. And my dad had a printing company. The publishing company bought them out. And I started handling their publications.
Mm-hmm.
Got involved with a group that was doing some work at the Statue of Liberty, and they were actually from Connecticut. It was a great group of writers and historians, and they were going to take a part in the 1986 celebration of the Statue of Liberty because the base of the Statue of Liberty is on Connecticut granite. And they figured, wow, this gives them an opportunity to match New York and New Jersey, which is that not going to happen? So I wound up getting involved in them, and then they kind of ran out of money. I had a printing company, and so I bought out their resources, and I started trying to be an independent publisher. We worked with Houghton Mifflin for a while. They distributed our material. So we had actually sold over 2,000 sets of the basic materials in every single state across the country, but I realized that wasn't going to work. I couldn't be an independent. And this nonprofit said, well, we have the contacts. We would love to use you as a basis, and I basically traded them the materials for a small printing contract. And then, unfortunately, I got sucked into this thing, and probably the world's worst business deal that I ever made. And 27 years later, I think we're on the verge of actually making this happen, and the world is pushing us to a point where if it's not me, somebody's got to do this, because we can't keep going the way we are. You know, We've changed so much in the last decade that
Yes,
the country needs to get back to its core principles, and we have to relearn the things that we're taking for granted. And the new citizens have to understand what benefit they have here. They got to understand on whose shoulders they're standing, and they won't know that if they don't even know where their shoulders are.
Without being on a soapbox,
that's about it.
No, you did good. That's exactly the kind of thing I was hoping you were going to say, because we do have to get people energized about living in a democracy. They seem to have forgotten that, and they think a soundbite solves it all on a station that they watch. And I can refer to both. If you watch MSNBC, you're getting a more liberal point of view. If you watch Fox, you're getting a more conservative point of view. But we can't assume that people actually understand that. They have able to understand what they are watching. I'm not condemning either point of view. I'm just saying you have to take what people say as their point of view, and you have to develop your own. And if we don't start doing that with people, okay, we're going to be in big, big trouble.
Well, and that's the one downside of the way the political structure is set today. You've got to kind of make a choice. I mean, if you choose one party, then you are – you know, a really hardcore fiscal conservative. If you choose the other party at one point, now you're a social liberal. My problem is that I have re-registered myself as an independent because I am both a fiscal conservative and a social liberal, but I don't do that across the line. I mean, there are issues where I lean toward, you got to do this fiscally, and other issues where I say, no chance in the world. You know, you can't close the emergency room of a hospital. You can't outsource the fifth grade. You know, these things, you got to take care of them. You know, it, I hate to sound crazy, but it's not. It's almost no matter what it costs, you know, you got to have the emergency room open. You got to make sure this fifth grade goes into the sixth grade appropriately. There's just
right.
no choice on those. Now, there are other things that you can make an option with, other things that you can choose. And the other thing that we're trying to do is get a little bit away from the term compromise and go into something called consensus. And consensus for us is a tougher area than compromise because it's a compromise with plans B, C, D, and E already built in. If it doesn't work, we automatically do this, as opposed to, uh-oh, this didn't work, we go back to ground zero, and then we've lost it again. So that's, you know, that's the way we've been keyed. And so it's usually the less compromises are the lesser of two evils. Consensus is we've agreed to try this with these caveats. If it doesn't meet these benchmarks, we're going to go this way. And so that's, you know, it's like a football team. They got, they have their game plan, and the moment the game starts, they say, okay, we're going to throw deep. And all of a sudden, they cover deep, so we throw short passes. It's automatic. They already have the consensus built into it, and they move forward. They don't stop and say, uh-oh, the game plan's not working. Now we got to go while the game's running and try to figure out what to do. That's not efficient.
You got that right, my friend. I watched the Patriots do that in the finals last year, and I was not happy with the results. Right, to you to carry your analogy further. Okay, we have to go in just a few minutes. What do you, we have a lot of listeners. What do you want those listeners to do, Alan?
Well, number one, I'm thrilled that they are out there as listeners. I'd love them to go to the website, see who we are, see what we're doing, and figure out how it is in their best selfish interest to help make this program successful. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for you. If you want to do it for the kids, that's part of your interest. If you want to do it personally because you can afford the $300 to get the honor roll set up and you now have printed posters for yourself to hand to you and your kids and hopefully the person you're honoring is still on the planet, you can show them how much you really do care. You're a business. Instead of a throwaway ad of $300, come help us make that money go into a positive use. So what happens is the first $300 a school gets covers the basic resources that we deliver them to jumpstart the program. Numbers 2 to 10 goes into a fund. It's almost like a build a brick campaign or buy a brick.
Mm-hmm.
So we hold that, and those dollars go into building the state databases. After 10 funded sponsorships, from 11 to infinity, we give the money back to the schools. So
great.
We become an income stream for the
schools. When you say
give
it back to the schools, what schools?
Just so any school. Once an individual school has 10 sponsorships over whatever
mm-hmm.
period of time, we've satisfied
okay.
the financial need that the foundation has regarding the program. So
got it. Okay.
Anything that we collect over that, we will turn directly back to the school. So instead of having them sell wrapping paper and cookies and going out and doing events that – are not really profitable, we hopefully will be a much more efficient funding mechanism for them so that
that's
every
great.
Time they get a sponsorship after 10, we hand them back a check. So
nice.
One of the things that we're settling in on now is who our banking partner is going to be so that the bank will make the school a partner in the bank or a client, and then we can do
mm-hmm.
a simple ACH transfer. So these are we have a couple little things that we still need to clean up, which is why we're going to be up there as a beta site. You know, we own a database of 121,000 school buildings and 15,000 school districts. Those are our database. We got them from the states. The states wanted it enough to help us have our own database. So we're verifying that content information, and we're finalizing the security protocols for the payment process, which will be both PayPal and Authorize.net. So it'll be totally secure. The information will never go anywhere. The mailing list that we gather is not for commercial use. We're doing everything appropriate to protect everybody at that point.
Tell everybody how to get in touch with you.
Phone numbers, 301-982-5622, extension 159. And my cell phone, which you are free to use, is 301-520-8222. 1-800-282-4242. Just remember, we're on the East Coast to accommodate that at that point.
Exactly.
And by the way, if an individual that wants to honor someone that isn't in this country, there's no problem with that, because if it wasn't for them, they wouldn't be in this country.
Well, that's good enough. And also, can they go to the AmericansAll.com website? Okay.
Yeah, as of this weekend, the AmericansAll.com will be up. It may be called AmericansAll.com/beta. It will be the official site. The only thing they will not be able to do is actually pay for a bio or a business registry entry if they put it up, but they can put it up there. We will have their name. We will let them know as soon as it's activated, but that'll give them time to just see who we are, and then we're planning a press conference in the fall, and probably tied into a major education meeting where we will display everything for hopefully 4,000 to 5,000 teachers.
Well, I think that's great, man. Alan Cullen, thank you so much for being with us today, and I'll give that information again as we leave you. Have a wonderful weekend in Austin. Congratulations. Mazel tov on the bar mitzvah, Grandpop.
Thank you.
And fly safe home to Washington.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity, Larry. And I hope you guys
My pleasure, my friend. We'll stay in touch. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Doug. Bye-bye.
A citizen, that's what I want to say. This is what good citizens do. Okay, Alan Cullen, citizen, not educator, citizen, has created something that will bring better history and civics education to schools, and made it worthwhile. He's working with a lot of the big organizations within education. Learn more, AmericansAll.com, and his name is Alan Cullen. And thank you, Alan, for being with us. That was great. Just again, Hurricane Irene is going to perhaps hit, we think it is, on Sunday here in Boston. There is a slim possibility that we would lose electricity if we do that, and we'd lose the internet, and we can't obviously do our show. So I'm going to post that up on our website, just as I will archive this show, education-talkradio.org. Monday we have the gifted children side of the world from Mensa, the high IQ people. That's always been a fun show for us, because they've been on before, and Lisa is a great guest. But again, we may not be able to do it if we lose electricity, so bear with us. I'll put that up on the website. Thank you, Alan Cullen, AmericansAll.com. This is Larry Jacobs. Friday, April. I'm normal today. Friday, August 26th. I saw the A. I can't tell where I am. If you're in the hurricane path, please be careful. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.